DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Yes, this is DJ Red Rose, and good morning to everybody. I hope all is well with everyone. I know all is well with me. Hope everyone had a great weekend, as did I, and I'm glad to say that you are tuned into The Neighborhood with the one and only DJ Red Rose and The Neighborhood's new day and new hours from 11 to 12. So check this out, everybody. Tonight, there is a concert going on in San Francisco. For everybody who's in the Bay Area, who's a hip-hop fan, and you like this young man, Kendrick Lamar, K-Dot is in town all the way from the CPT, Compton. And shout-outs to Southern California, my home originally, and big ups to Compton. Artists coming out of Compton, YG, Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is out here on the BET Music Matters Tour. And he'll be joined by Absol and artists like Staley and Absol. Staley from MMG, Maybach Music Group, if you don't know who that is, the Rick Ross group. To be honest with you, he's probably the dopest lyricist in MMG, in my opinion. But Kendrick Lamar is headlining the tour, and he's going to be in the Bay Area tonight, San Francisco, the Warfield. And on Thursday, he's going to be in Los Angeles. So it's always good to check out the boy K-Dot. Always doing his thing, doing great. Let's talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards a little bit, since they did come on not too long ago. And let's see. The Hip Hop Awards were very interesting. There were some great moments, and then there were some moments where I was like, what the heck? But we're gonna touch on the great moments at first, and we're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar's performance. Since he's here tonight, we're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar's performance. Guy was great. He did the three W's, you know what it is, women, I'll say trees and weather. It was great. He performed by himself. You know, he owned the stage, really owned the stage, and the crowd was feeling him. And, you know, that's in Atlanta, so, you know, he has a good fan base in Atlanta because everybody was feeling that Dre wasn't even there. It was just Kendrick on stage doing his thing, as he does. And the West Coast Cypher was pretty good as well. If you didn't see that, you gotta YouTube that. That bad boy was amazing. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna pull it up so we can actually listen to it. Because, I mean, you talk about, it was Kendrick Lamar, it was YG. For the youngins, though, those were just the young West Coast artists on the Cypher. And then you had, for the OGs, you had Snoop, of course, who was basically like the godfather of the entire Cypher, Snoop. And then you had DJ Quick. You had Corrupt. You had Exhibit. And E-40. So if you didn't hear the Cypher, we're going to take a listen to it. Real quick. We're here on The Neighborhood, and we're about to listen to the West Coast Cypher. And this is E-40, Snoop, DJ Quick. And that was a bad clip of it because we didn't get any audio. So what I'll do next week is I'll have the Cypher here for you all set up because I was just trying to do some out of the blue stuff, random stuff, but it didn't work. My favorite person on the Cypher was probably, I'd have to say Corrupt. Corrupt just delivered like crazy. DJ Quick was in a whole different zone, a whole nother zone. I can't even really touch on it, but I mean, he was just being DJ Quick. He's also going to be out here in San Francisco coming up soon, if it hasn't already passed. But I always love to support, you know, West Coast artists. You always got to support them. West Coast brought you that new flavor to hip-hop, and it was just amazing, and it's still amazing. And now you have artists nowadays who, I wouldn't say biting, but they're learning and developing that West Coast flow. And they shouldn't crown it for their own because it's not their own, but it's always, you got to give props to the West Coast rappers who are out here. But those were the do's and like the positive things about the BET Hip Hop Awards. The negative, I would have to say, was I really did not want to see this. Well, actually, no, there's one more positive thing. The Chris Lighty tribute. If you don't know who Chris Lighty was, just Google him. He was a big man in the hip-hop industry. And he put a lot of people on as 50 Cent, A Tribe Called Quest, Missy Elliott. You name it, he was responsible for it. LL Cool J. Chris Lighty was a big man in the music industry. And he passed a few months ago. He was found dead in his place of living, his home. And the tribute started off with A Tribe Called Quest. Of course, they had Fife. Fife was in the building. Fife Dog was in the building, and Q-Tip. And then after them, it was Busta Rhymes. He tore down the stage. And after Busta, it was Fat Joe. Fat Joe did his thing with Lean Back. I know you guys remember that joint. And then you had, then after Fat Joe, it was Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott came out and did her thing. She performed Get Your Freak On. And after Missy Elliott came out 50 Cent. And it was a great tribute. Everybody did a great job. And, whew, I mean, it was probably one of the best tributes I've ever seen. It was pretty good. But let's go to these negatives real quick, because there was only one bad thing that I saw. You know, I told you about what happened after the award show, but only one bad thing that I saw, and that was Rick Ross half naked. That was just disgusting. Like, he had his shirt off. No one wants to see that. Until he starts losing, like, major weight, he just needs to keep that shirt on, because that blubber is not sexy, baby. It's not sexy, Ricky. And Omarion, though, he did his thing, though. I just couldn't take the whole shirt off thing. That was just whack. But Omarion was on stage with Rick Ross, and was dancing, and he was just so excited to be back on stage. I didn't want to laugh, but it was funny because he was just so juiced. And, like, I had one of my cousins said that he was performing every dance move that he's done in his life. Like, it and it's the truth. That's what it looked like. He was performing every dance move that he had ever learned in his life on stage. The song was slow, and O was just moving so fast and just getting it. It was just hilarious. I mean, I'm happy for the guy, though. I really am. I'm happy that he's back. I do like Omarion. I'm not really clowning on him right now. It's just, you just had to see it. But if you are just tuning in, this is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood. Only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. And we were just going over the BET Hip Hop Awards a little bit. We touched on Kendrick Lamar's performance, the West Coast Cypher, and Chris Lighty's tribute, and Rick Ross and Omarion. So I don't know if you guys really listen on Sunday nights to KMEL. There's this show called Street Soldiers that comes on. Great show. Great show. They talk about issues and concerns and also positive things that are going on in the Bay Area and Bay Area neighborhoods. And what's on mainstream television, and talk about different stuff like that. And so one of the topics on Street Soldiers on Sunday was T.I.'s Family Hustle. This is T.I.'s show that comes on VH1. And it's called T.I.'s Family Hustle. And, you know, they're kind of just discussing on how he shouldn't call his show Hustle or whatever. Whatever. But what I want to touch on is how his show well, does his show reflect on his music? And for the most part, no. And I think this is where T.I. needs to make a transition in his career as to where he is a family man. Great show. I love the show. I like to see him and his family and the interactions, the things they do. It's great. They have a beautiful family. But I think his music should start to reflect his home life, because his music is still stuck in the streets to me. That's just my personal opinion. His music is still stuck in, I'm on the road all the time. First off, he can't even be on the road right now because he is on probation. So he's not on the road all the time. And he should just, you know, I don't know, like his songs should be not so much thuggish anymore, or I'm a player, this and that. He doesn't need to do that anymore. He's a mature, grown adult with a family. He's a family man now. And I think that his music should reflect that now. And that'll bring a whole different light to the audience that listens to him. Like, hey, maybe it is cool to have a wife and have a family instead of having a bunch of baby mamas around town and I don't even pay child support. You know, and I need a woman. I don't need a, you know, my baby mama doesn't like my other baby mama. It shouldn't be like that at all. And you can see the way that he interacts with his family. Yes, he does have two other baby mamas besides his wife, but they all treat all the kids as if they were their own. And that's how it should be. There's no conflicts, issues, if and buts about it. And that's the way it has to be, and that's the way it should be, and that's the way it is. And I think he has a great sense of raising his family and knowing what he wanted out of his life. And I think he needs to start reflecting that in his music rather than reflecting upon his past, because I mean he's really developed and came a long way, and I think that he should start speaking about that more. And, you know, he refers to his family as the Huxtables. Cute, cute, very cute family. So maybe his music should start like Bill Cosby when he did the Bill Cosby show. Bill Cosby wasn't all like, how should I say this? Bill Cosby wasn't bragging when he wasn't on the show. When he did interviews, he wasn't like, yeah, you know, I got the females and everything, stuff like that. Bill Cosby is an activist. And maybe T.I. should become somewhat of an activist with his rhymes. I think that'll take him in a whole different direction, but in a positive way. And a lot of people out there, a lot of young people listen to him and listen to what he says. And this is what these rappers have to realize, that they have power over a lot of young people's actions. And their words mean so much. But check this out. I'm going to get off T.I. case right now. I'm not even on his case really. I like the brother and how he's raising a family, and just it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Let's talk about Treme on HBO. If you don't watch Treme, you need to start watching Treme. It's a great show, and you learn a lot about New Orleans, just the history that's so rich within New Orleans. And Treme comes on Sundays. Sunday nights, typically like 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 10 p.m. on different HBO channels. So if you have HBO, tune in to Treme on Sundays. The first show comes on at like 7, like I said, then 9, then 10, and so on and so on. And I believe they rerun the show on Wednesdays on HBO. So just check your listings, your cable listings, because that's a great show as well. And you know what? I got to go to a commercial break real quick, but you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, and we'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, everyone. This is the Brian Sanchez from The Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
One and two and three and four and get them some sit-ups right in. Tuck your tummy tight in. Do your crunches like this, kid.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
And I'm back. So since I've been talking about, well, actually, look, you're tuned into Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And since I was talking about Kendrick Lamar, I'm going to hit you with some swimming pools real quick. Here's Kendrick Lamar with Swimming Pools.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
All right, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang. Hop out. Do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots. Bang. All right, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang.
Why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it.
All right. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So everybody, before we went to the commercial break, I wanted to touch on, since we were talking about West Coast movement a little bit earlier, I was going to talk about The Game and his new song. It's called Celebration. The music video is vibalicious, but he uses a Bone Thugs beat. I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm going to have you listen to the song first. If you YouTube it, you can see the music video and listen to the song. It's just good vibe song, and it's called Celebration, and It's featuring Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, Tyga, and Wiz Khalifa. It'd have been real dope if you would have had Kendrick Lamar on the track. But it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. But I just want you guys to check that out because that song's pretty dope. The music video is cool. You know, Game starts off in his 6'4", his cherry red 6'4". If you don't know what that is, that's a 64 Impala with hydraulics and the white wall tires. And it's beautiful. It's clean. But let's touch on some sports. It is time for the Sports Report news. And we're going to touch on, you know, just first saying that the A's had a great season. And hopefully they can go even further next season. I was hoping for another Battle of the Bays, but, you know, it's all right. A's have next season, and the Giants will do well next season as well. So they'll be about Battle of the Bays next season for sure. But I would like to talk about the Giants right now since we just mentioned them. You know, in game one of the series against St. Louis, they fell short the first game. But they pulled it off in game two last night with the win of 7-1 score against the St. Louis Cardinals. Congratulations to the Giants. And now they're in St. Louis and they'll be playing their game out there tomorrow night. And the Raiders actually had a good look by the Raiders on Sunday's game. They played the undefeated Atlanta Falcons, and the Raiders played a tough game against the Falcons. They lost, but they played a tough game against the Falcons. I don't think any team has played them as hard as the Raiders played them this Sunday. I'm going to go on record and say that. But they lost 20-23. They lost with the field goal. Last play of the game for the Falcons. Final play. They lost on a field goal kick. So that means that, like I said, the Raiders are never a team to sleep on. They're like a team who makes dumb mistakes, you know? And they didn't make a lot of dumb mistakes this game against Atlanta. And when they don't make dumb mistakes, they play really well as a group. Really well. And I think that they should just I think it's immaturity pretty much, because it's like really, really silly dumb mistakes. You know, it's not like a mental lapse dumb mistake. It's just something silly. They're aware that they're doing it and they don't care. You know, it's just one of those immature little things. But the Niners losing terribly to the New York Giants at Candlestick in San Francisco on Sunday, 26-3. They're used to that score being flipped around the other way in favor of them. So they next play the Seahawks on Thursday at 5:20 in Seattle. So tune into that game. I have a feeling that they're going to pull it off. Seattle Seahawks are no joke. But the Niners, I think, are so – they know they're a way better team than what – the performance that they gave on Sunday wasn't the San Francisco 49ers. And I think for the rest of the season, expect them – to go very hard every game and in every practice, because I think that's just a group of guys who do not like losing, period. Point in the discussion. So I expect to see a different team out of the Niners on Thursday. Also, if you did not watch the San Diego Chargers and the Denver Bronco game last night, I don't want to touch on it too much because, you know, the Chargers, that's my team. Wow, so let's just say that we were up at the half, basically 24-0. And Denver came all the way back in the second half. Third quarter pretty much tied up the game. Fourth quarter just put a nail in the coffin for us. And Denver ended up winning 35-24. That's one of the biggest NFL comebacks in NFL history. And that was against my team. But Peyton Manning put in some work, making great passes, and Denver's defense was just off the hook, just picking off all kind of Phillip Rivers passes. So, wow, that was a heartbreaker last night. But good game by Denver. That was a good look by Denver. And that's just telling the league that Denver's nothing to mess with as well, because San Diego is a good team. So if they can pull that on San Diego – they can pull that move on any team in the league. But you, if you were just tuning in, this is The Neighborhood, only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 with me, DJ Red Rose. And what we were just talking about is our, basically we're doing our sports report, talking about a little bit about baseball, the Giants, and a little bit about football and last night's game with Denver and San Diego. But now I want to touch on my favorite part of the sports report, which is my WNBA report. And as you know, it is finals time for the league. And you have the Indiana Fever facing off against the defending champions in Minnesota Lynx. And game one, I love the Lynx. I love the Fever. Favorite team in the league goes to Los Angeles Sparks. But I have to say that Indiana will take it, take the championship, will win. They'll probably lose maybe one or two games in this series of five. They play five games in the final. But I believe Indiana will take it all the way. I say this because you have players. They played Minnesota the other night, night before last, in Minnesota. With Minnesota's full roster, they beat Minnesota, and Indiana didn't even have their full roster. They were missing a starter in Katie Douglas, which is one of their main three-point shooters. Indiana is just hungry for a title. Tamika Catchings is not falling short again. And I thoroughly believe that she will get her championship this season. And in game 1-5, the Fever won 76-70. And Minnesota didn't have a bad game. And that's what you have to look at. Did Minnesota have a bad game? No. Did their stars come out of play? Yes, they did. Did Indiana have a bad game? No. Were they missing one of their starters? Yes. Is she a key player on the team? Yes. Did everyone from their starters to the bench play hard? Yes, and that's their attitude. That's the entire – everybody, I say everybody got that Tamika Catchings fever. That's how I like to put it because it's just – it's crazy. I'm telling you guys, it's insane. The way they play, you have Larkins who's a starter, but during this whole playoff run that Indiana's been having and going into the finals, she's had this attitude where it's just really scrappy, just like Tamika Catchings. She looks like a taller, stronger Tamika Catchings out there on the post. That's just how she's playing. And remind you, she just finished going one-on-one against the MVP of the league, Tina Charles. And so when she faces a Taj McWilliams Franklin or Rebecca Brunson, it's different because it might be a little easier because Tina Charles is no joke. And when you face Tina Charles and you end up guarding up somebody else, you can't compare it. That's just how good Tina Charles is. And this is how good Larkins is. This is how good Lane Larkins is. And she is one of the main reasons why they won game one. Her, Tamika Catchings, and Aaron Phillips at the point guard position has stepped it up tremendously. She filled in as a Katie Douglas, taking great threes, making them, making great decisions to drive into the basket and everything. And Katie Douglas should be back for game two, and they will be in Indiana. So the game comes on tomorrow night. You should watch it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a battle. But like I said, if I were to put money on the game, if I were to put money on who's going to take it all, I would put it on Indiana. It's Indiana's time. Minnesota has a great team, a great team. I'm not taking anything away from Minnesota, but that's just how good Indiana is. But if you are just tuning in, this is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. And we do have to go to a commercial break real quick, but we'll be right back. This is Penguin Radio, only at radio.dominican.edu.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Have you ever tried Tori's pound cakes? Well, let me just tell you, they are delicious. She can make apricot-flavored pound cake, 7-Up-flavored pound cake, rum-drizzled-flavored pound cake, 4-flavored pound cake, and diabetic pound cake. To place your order, call Atoria at 510-459-8809. Attention Bay Area, you can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesalad.com.
You're listening to The Neighborhood with Red Rose, only on world-famous Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Yep, and we're back. This is DJ Red Rose, just like Deacon just said. And you're tuned into The Neighborhood, on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. And this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And it's time for that throwback joint of the day. This is Janet Jackson featuring Missy Elliott, Son of a Gun remix.
Ha ha, hoo hoo, thought you get the money too. Greedy, try to have the cake and eat it too.
Ha ha!
Yo, check this out, you greedy mother... I changed all the credit cards and switched the locks to all my doors. You thought my heart would be destroyed. Look around cause I'm chilling, boy. What you going get your lawyers for? I makes my dough in just one show, you know. Your lawyer should have let you know. When you sue me, you're gonna be broke, you know. Ain't no way that you can bring me down easy. Any chip that you stick is real sleazy. Before I need you, I bet you gon' need me. You ain't want me anyway, you wanted to be me. What made you think I keep you round? Well, I work my ass off and you just lounge, huh? You slump, bump, son of a gun. And how much you worth? I think negative done.
Sharpshooter into breaking the heart. Baby gigolo, sex pistol. Hollering at everything that walks. No substance, just small talk. Know why you're feeling on the girls behind. You got a sleazy, one track mind. Working your work until you think you'll find. Who's going home with you tonight?
Oh, oh.
That's right,
like,
oh,
oh. Who you gonna lie to, who you gonna cheat on?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, oh. What you gonna tell her after she discovers you don't really love her? Oh,
oh.
It's gonna be a showdown, not chum, trash, chum, chum, chum,
shoot em out.
Boy, please, nah, don't bother me. Cause when you had me, you ain't know how to chill with me. You want the bees in the street with the freak niggas. But now you all up on them knees, still jogging me. But I'ma say it real, real, keep it real. What the deal, how you feel, is you ill, is you sick? Cause I'm the deal, still here with a pill. And it's real, don't front, cause boy, I'm the
I'm doing better without you. And I'm happy without you.
without you.
Player,
and this song is about you.
Player,
mother, son of a gun.
Got a chip up on your shoulder. I just knocked it off. Show me what you're gonna do. I ain't about to run. You have just run out of ammunition. Shooting blanks now. You son of a gun.
Missy Janet Carter.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. If you are just tuning in, we basically went over our sports report, and we talked a little bit about the music and just let everybody know that Kendrick Lamar is in town tonight in San Francisco. And also, let's talk about the X Factor for a little bit. As you know, I reported the previous show that there were going to be some new hosts coming on to the X Factor. They're getting rid of Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green. This will be their last season as hosts on the show, two of the hosts on the show. And basically, they're replacing them with Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez. I'm sorry, that's the voice that I'm talking about. Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez will be the new hosts on the X Factor, not The Voice. So that's my fault. Error. But anyways, now you know who the new host of the X Factor will be. speak about the American Idol Nicki Minaj versus Mariah Carey feud. Obama voiced his opinion on it, and he says, stop fighting, pretty much. Queen Latifah had something to say about it, and basically she said to Nicki Minaj, respect your elders. And Jennifer Hudson says it's all for the ratings. I have to agree with Jennifer Hudson. I think it's all for the ratings as well. Because there are so many shows that compete with American Idol now, and they're not the top show in the world anymore. So they have to do something to keep people tuned in and not lose any more viewers, basically. So why not have a feud between the two divas who are judges on the show? That's petty, and that's thirsty. If you guys are from LA, you know what that is. That's thirsty right there, and they need to stop. But sad news, everyone. Gary Collins, legendary actor, he passed away at the age of 74 in his home in Missouri. He passed of natural causes. You may remember him from Fantasy Island, Charlie's Angels, Alice, and the Love Boat, Police Story, and many other shows and movies. This guy was a big-time actor. If you saw his face, you'd know who he is. Off top, you'd know who he is. And my condolences go out to his family and all the fans of Gary Collins out there. Announcement. Big announcement right now. The presidential debate part 2 is on tonight at 6 p.m. It's going to be on channel 2. It's going to be on channel 4. It's going to be on channel 7. It's going to be on channel 9, on channel 11, on channel 13. It's going to be on every channel. It's going to be on BET, TV1. It's going to be on Centric. It's going to be on every channel you can think of. Don't miss it. Tonight is part 2 of the presidential debate. My predictions for tonight is that Obama is going to bring it. And he's not going to take any mess tonight. He's not going to just, I don't know, the last debate, it just seemed like he was kind of taking it easy. But I can also tell that Romney was doing a whole bunch of lying. Because there's even a link out on the internet. There's a video that shows Romney saying one thing in a speech, right? About what he would do if he was president. And then they show basically him speaking. He's debating himself. They made a debate video on Mitt Romney. So if you watch it, on one side, it's a really good setup. He's talking about how he's going to raise taxes on the middle class. And then on the other side, he's talking about how he's not going to raise taxes on the middle class. So if that's who you want to vote for, a liar, then so be it. But we already know what Obama wants to do. He's already started his plan. It's in motion and it's working. Progress doesn't come overnight, especially when you walk into something where it's already a big mess. And it, please, I mean, there's no comparison for me. And if you can't read through his lies, I'm going to pray for you, because if Mitt Romney becomes president, I'm going to tell you this right now, I will not be in the United States for very long. I am dead serious. I will find a coaching job overseas, take my behind to Germany or Spain or somewhere, and get a job over there and start a life over there, because I can't stick around for this. The economy is going to be terrible, back to where it was before. And then we're going to be in even more debt. So, I mean, oh, my God. Just watch the debate tonight. I know President Obama is going to bring it. I advise everybody who's hearing what Mitt Romney's saying, right, to fact check what he's saying. If you fact check what he's saying, 89% of it, which is a huge chunk, is going to be contradicting what he had said a month ago. I really encourage you to do a background check on this guy. And what's pretty funny is Mitt Romney's father's best friend is not even voting for him. He's voting for Obama. That lets you know this dude is lying, because that's a close bond. That's a close connection right there. So please just fact check Mitt Romney and everything that he says, because this guy's full of lies. But anyway, Lil Scrappy, I reported on him a couple weeks ago, and he was arrested for violating his probation, but the charges weren't held against him. Thank God. That's good. Good for Lil Scrappy. And, you know, he did something very sweet for his fiance, Erica. If you didn't watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, those two were on that show. And he threw her a surprise birthday party and invited, you know, all of her loved ones and friends and everything. And they had a great time. And it was just a nice gesture by him. And that just shows that he's really, you know, stepping it up and really appreciating his family. And I think that's great. And that's great to see on TV. That's just another person who's growing up along with T.I. You know, Lil Scrappy's growing up. He's realizing, hey, I don't love anything more than I love my family. I love my daughter and I love her mother, and I want all this to work. And that's great. You have to give the man some credit. And he's maturing and he's thinking for himself, which is excellent. If you are just tuning in, this is The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. And we were just talking about how the presidential debate is tonight, part two, at 6 p.m. And it's going to be on all the channels. And we're talking about a little bit about little Scrappy and how he threw his fiance, Erica, a cute little surprise party. And we're going to talk about this guy, Baby. Young Money, Cash Money CEO, Baby, a.k.a. Birdman, just bought himself a new home in Miami, paid for it in cash, right out, full, $14.5 million. The place is so beautiful. It's 19,000 square feet, 9 bedrooms, and 15 baths. If you would like to check that out, all you have to go do is go to Media Takeout and look at their postings from yesterday. And they have a picture of the home and how lavish and beautiful it looks. It looks like a hotel, to be honest with you. That's how big it is. But it's a beautiful home and a great investment for Birdman. But it is about that time to get into a commercial break. And we'll be back on The Neighborhood soon, only on radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio with DJ Red Rose, and you can tune in to The Neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. We'll be right back.
What's up, everyone? This is Yama Baby from Spot On, and you're tuning in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Would you like to decide how much you pay for health and wellness? If so, Tao Community Acupuncture is the clinic for you. For acupuncture, some pay as much as $100 to $200 per session. But never fear, treatment is available to all at Tao Community Acupuncture. Tao provides affordable treatments in order to bring the amazing healing power of acupuncture to everyone. You decide what to pay, from $20 to $40. Come visit the clinic in San Rafael, located at 1407 4th Street. Walk-ins are welcome and appointment booking is easy. Visit tao-community.com or call 415-881-7865 to learn more and book your appointment today with Tao Community Acupuncture. That's 415-881-7865. Call today.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Sugar from Sweet Juicy Talk, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Yes, 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 this is DJ Red Rose, and we are back. You are tuned into The Neighborhood, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12, only at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And I've been talking about this guy for a while, Ryan Leslie. And I'm going to play a little song for you. This is Ryan Leslie with Out of the Blue.
I light a candle for you tonight. Yeah. Said I reminisce over you, babe. Reminisce over you. Should've spent more time, been a part of your life, and made you more a part of mine. Guess it's too late now. I should've been a better friend and done my best to understand you. Still it's hard to think that we're done, we're through.
Now what would you do?
Tell me, if I left you out of the blue, would you fight back tears while your heart gets torn to pieces? Cause that's what I did when you left me.
When you left me out of the blue.
Love can feel so good and then
suddenly it's over.
Yeah, I should've been more true, taking better care of you like I was supposed to. Guess it's too late now. Should've told you how I felt instead of thinking of myself. Still, I can't believe you went away so soon.
Now what would you do?
You do. If I let you out of the blue, would you fight back tears while your heart gets torn to pieces? Cause that's what I did when you, when you left me,
when you left me out of the blue.
It's funny how love feels good and then
suddenly it's over.
Now when I ask myself, it's hard to see, hey, how you could be anywhere but here with me. You said that you needed space and time, hey, so you would be able to make up your mind. You said if I set you free, hey, one day you'd be ready to come back to me.
Yeah.
Did you really mean it?
I hope you did.
Hope you meant it, baby.
What would you do?
What would you do?
If I left you out of the blue,
if I left you out of the blue, would you lose your mind and go crazy? Cause I almost died when you left me.
When you left me out of the blue.
Love can feel so good and then
suddenly it's over.
So what would you do if out of the blue just left you?
If I left you out of the blue,
so would it make you cry, keep you awake at night? Would it leave your heart sick and lonely? That's what you did, baby,
when you left me out of the blue.
It's funny how love feels so good and then
suddenly it's over.
That's right. I'll light a candle for you tonight, babe. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Cause I'm missing you. So I light a candle for you, baby.
This is RLS, Ryan Leslie, without
me and you.
You are tuned into The Neighborhood with the one and only DJ Red Rose on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. That's the jam right there. That was Ryan Leslie with out of the blue. And I just want to make this point. I think Ryan Leslie and Kendrick Lamar would be great on a track together. I'm just saying. So, Kendrick and Ryan, group up and get in that studio, baby, and make us a track. Put that on the radio. I know that's going to be a banger. It's going to be a hit, and it's going to be one of my favorites. So, if you guys could collab, that would be off the chain. Your styles are so similar. Oh, man. I'm just telling you. Anyway. If you haven't been watching the Keisha Cole and Daniel show, it's great. They have such a beautiful family, and just the way that they met was just so beautiful. It's a good little love story, actually. I love it. But tune into that show on BET. It comes on Sundays. Watch that. It's so great. Keisha and Daniel. Really cute. If you guys, for all my DU people, all my DU students, if you were not at Midnight Mayhem, you did miss out. It was good. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. It was worth going to. I mean, you talk about all the teams went and did their skits, you know, and it was really, really fun to watch. Some were really funny. And I guess I would have to say the best was the women's basketball team, hands down. The choreography was just on point. Whoever did the choreography for that, you get an A+, for real. That was great. Shout outs to the women's basketball team here at Dominican, Lady Penguins. The season's going to be great. You got to look out for them. Women's volleyball was cool. Men's basketball, I don't know what they were doing. They just played dodgeball. That's what they did. They played dodgeball. That was just a last second thing. And that was, I didn't get it. I wasn't entertained at all either. But they play much better basketball than they do dodgeball. So I'm looking forward to this basketball season with the men and women going hard against all the teams. I know the women's have some highlight games against San Francisco State and Holy Names, Cal State East Bay, of course. I mean, I'm looking forward to a great season for these ladies and gentlemen as well on the men's team. So it should be a pretty good, entertaining season. I want to talk about this weather in the Bay Area. It's beautiful right now. And, you know, I always wish that it could stay like this, but I know it's not. But for the rest of the week, we're pretty much going to have good weather. So, and, you know, you never know. It might start raining out of the blue, right, Ryan Leslie? It just might start raining out of the blue. So who knows? Just check your forecasts on a regular basis, like every day. Because it may switch up. It really may switch up. But this good weather always puts me in a good mood, and it just makes you want to get up and go outside and go take a jog and just enjoy the outdoors. Take a walk around the block, or just walk somewhere rather than drive. This is what the sun does for me personally. It just gives me a lot of energy, and it's not like really extremely hot. It's about, I guess the high yesterday might have been like 79 or so, and that was really nice. And going into the evening, it wasn't freezing cold. It wasn't. It was bearable. And this is the kind of weather that I absolutely love and adore, because I like to get my tan on. I do. I like to get my tan on. I put the sunscreen on, and then, you know, I like to bake a little bit. And, get that bronzing addition to my skin tone, which is always great. But like I'm saying, check the forecast on a regular basis. But I would like to thank everybody for tuning into the neighborhood today with DJ Red Rose, only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, from 11 to 12. And I want to end the show with one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs and music videos. It's probably the best music video, though, hands down. But this is Michael Jackson with remember the time. And I hope you remember the time that this video came out and you were watching it and you were dancing with the whole group in the temple. You know, getting it. I'm going to go practice my dance moves right now. We're going to get into this. This is Michael Jackson with Remember the Time. Thank you all. Remember, keep the peace out in the streets. This is DJ Red Rose in the neighborhood on Penguin Radio. Was Michael Jackson with Remember the Times here in the neighborhood. I thank you all for tuning in once again. This is Penguin Radio and this is the neighborhood only on Tuesday. The show only comes on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Penguin Radio. You can only find Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. If you check out the neighborhood's Facebook page and like that, you'll get all the updates and news. And also, the neighborhood still has a blog spot with posts. So you can check that out as well. Everybody have a blessed and great week and weekend. And I'll catch you next week on Tuesday from 11 to 12. And also, we have an Instagram as well. So if you check that out, you can go on Instagram and check out posts. All right. Peace, y'all.